Okay, question. Would you invite perfect strangers to your home to sit down to a meal you've cooked? Or would you go to the home of a perfect stranger to eat the meal they've cooked? This is becoming a thing. There are apps like Eat With and Feastly that allow home cooks to make some extra dollars by publicizing meals anyone can come to. Feastly is looking for pro home cooks with many years of experience. Eat With looks for amateurs and vets them before they can host to make sure they're passionate, can cook quality food, and have a clean home. One of them, Surinder Marpa. She lives in Dallas. Surinder, hi.
Hi there.
And you've hosted two dinners so far using the app Eat With. What happens? I mean, how do you make it known that you're there and how do you get people in?
Process is pretty simple. All I have to do is first, even before I can host a dinner, I have to go through an application process mm-hmm. and make sure that I get approved. And then once all of that is done and I have my profile set up, all I need to do is establish a menu. I can assign dates to those menus and people can come join me for dinner or lunch or even for an evening tea. Or alternately, I can just publish a menu. And if people are interested on a particular day, they can request me to host the dinner that night.
And by the way, you do this through Eat With, one of the apps. But this whole group has been called Eat With Strangers apps or EWSAs. We mentioned Feastly. They sign up professional chefs who can act as hosts. Voulez-vous Dîner was for travelers. Air Dine asked hosts to arrange fixed dinners. And, you know, this is the one that would fill tables with strangers. We understand Eat With was focusing mostly on travelers. Is that what you do or is it just anybody?
It started off with travelers only. And I, as a user, joined Eat With locals when I would travel. But as I'm spending more time with Eat With, it's with anybody. I can host a dinner from the comfort of my home and have locals or travelers come join me for dinner.
And how much do you charge?
It ranges on the menu, but on an average, anywhere from $25 to $45.
And what percentage do you give to the app?
Eat With takes about 15%.
Okay. So you're making some money with this.
Yes.
Well, so what is that like? You know, you're sort of becoming, well, it's like Uber or Lyft or Airbnb. The questions people have about when does it cross over into a business that should be regulated? You know, the food industry, in order to be a restaurant, you have to be licensed. You have food inspectors come in. Right now, you're under that radar, which does that worry you at all? Both, you could be liable if something goes wrong with your fabulous meal and people get sick or something, or something's unsanitary in your apartment, or people are coming in and you don't know who they are. Do you worry about those questions?
Yes and no. I look at Eat With as an extension of my dinner parties. I've always loved food. I've always loved to have conversations around food. And I like meeting new people. So with all these years, I've been hosting dinner parties for my friends and family, and now I've just extended out to strangers because I think that's a great opportunity for me to meet with new people and tell them about my food and let them learn a little bit about me as well.
Well, and your culture, you're Indian?
Yes, so, I am.
So what are some of the meals you serve?
Mm-hmm. So I do like to tap into my culture and family heritage to come up with my menus. So I've cooked meals that were recipes that were passed down to be by my family or stuff that I grew up eating and stuff that you actually don't typically get in an Indian restaurant, like bhel puri, pani puri, ras malai, pav bhaji. That's a Mumbai invention itself. So I'm very proud to serve that. Mm-hmm. Falooda. Falooda is something that is basically just ice cream with basil seeds and noodles. And I bet you, I don't think I've ever eaten that anywhere outside of Mumbai.
No. So for people who might come to see you, this is offering them an experience they might not get elsewhere. And by the way, in several of the systems, I'm thinking of Air Dine, for instance, not only do the chefs get screened, you mentioned you were screened. In fact, you have to cook a meal for the screeners before you can do this. But they also have the same kind of feedback system as like Uber has. So the people who come score you, the chef. But I still, aren't you nervous about complete strangers coming into your home?
Honestly, no. Let me just say that I choose to see the good in people. And I genuinely, honestly believe that, you know, there's goodness in humanity and there's a lot of love in people's hearts. So when I open the doors with that conviction, I haven't been let down ever. So I really feel that if I don't do it, there's a lot more to lose because I gain so much when I do it.
Yeah. Do you have trouble getting the people to come? Because many of these apps have folded, not for want of chefs. They had tons of chefs, but people who to come to the meals.
you have to get the word out there, and you have to use a lot of leverage a lot of social media. And I'm quite surprised to hear, but many people have still not heard about Eat With as much. You know, it's not a household name as yet. So I believe there's a lot more fear of people coming in because, like you said, they're probably scared of going to people's homes to eat because, you know, we're still a little wary of going into a stranger's home. But I think just like I'm sure Airbnb took a little time to become a household name, Eat With will get there.
Do you worry, though, that suddenly there might be demands that you have liquor licenses, for instance? Or maybe that's, you know, maybe is this a path for you to having your own restaurant?
Yes, I'm very new to this, and I would like to keep it at least for now in the foreseeable future. I'm thinking to keep it really small. But I know that many people have used this as a medium to launch their restaurants.
Do you like the people that come over? Is it an evening well spent?
Yes, my experiences have been fantastic so far. I definitely look at this website and these apps in general meant for people who are very open-minded and like-minded. So when these two groups, that is the hosts as well as the people who are coming in for dinner, connect, the conversations just flow and people connect because there's that open-mindedness.
Yeah. Well, that's Surinder Marpa. She lives in Dallas, Texas. And through the app Eat With, she's been inviting perfect strangers to her home to enjoy her homemade Indian food and making a little money on the side. Surinder, we're curious to see where this all goes. So stay in touch.
Thank you.